This dictation is by Dr. Sharon R. Mason, MD. Correction. This dictation is by Sharon R. Mason, MD. The date of dictation is 12/16/22. The name of the patient is Roberto. Last name Alberto, A-L-B-E-R-T-O, space, capital Santos, capital S-A-N-T-O-S. Alberto Santos is the last name, first name Roberto. This is the CardiCare Associates letterhead for an EST. File EST, space, Alberto, space, Santos, space, R. Tremolo excise stress test, date of examination, 12/16/22. Referring physician, Sandhya Gumasti, MD. Performing physician, Sharon R. Mays, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 50-year-old male with history of hypertension with prior significantly hypertensive response to treadmill stress testing for a stress test on revised medication. Parentheses, Toprol-XL 25 milligrams, amlodipine 5 milligrams, propafenone 225Q8H. Make that 50-year-old male with history of PAF and hypertension. To continue the rest of that. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, non-specific STT wave changes, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 110 over 80, period, baseline heart rate, colon 90, hold on, let me just read this. Beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent a tremolo exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 10 minutes, semicolon 1 minute into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 160, parentheses, 94% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 166 over 75 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 26560, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on his beta blocker, but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias. There was no paroxysmal atrial fibrillation during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion, treble exercise stress test to 94% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets, comma, improved from his prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his revised medication and significant improvement in his blood pressure response to stress compared to his prior stress test, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on his beta blocker, but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. 5, there was no PAF during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the current referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.